I want to say thank you for having us come these last couple weeks, and for my wife, and I brought some more family this morning.
我很高兴在上个礼拜大家邀请我，我今天也带了一些我的家里面的人一起来。
We always count it an honor and a privilege to come and share our hearts with you.
我们这次感觉非常荣幸能够跟大家一起分享，一起敬拜。
And so I don't get in trouble. Maybe you can share this with me.
Sure, yeah. So anyway, can Jerome share this necktie?
I want you to think back a little bit about your life, maybe when you were a child. I want you to think about maybe a dream that you had for your life. Did you ever think that you would have done the things that you've done and be where you are today?
你会想说你当初的梦想是不是你就是今天的这个样子呢?
Or the dream in your heart, did it somehow just fade away?
是不是你心里面的梦想慢慢的消退了?
The message today is for the young as well as the old.
今天的信息是针对所有人，大人、小人。
That as long as you have breath in your body, it's not too late.
如果说你还可以呼吸，还有气息的话，这还不是很慢的。
Did you say something you shouldn't have said?
No, I say exactly what I'm supposed to say.
Okay, all right. Chinese humor.
It's American Chinese, I guess.
Okay,
so I'm talking about.
I'll try to be more careful.
No, not me, not you.
Okay. As I think back a little bit about my life,
当我开始在回想一下我自己本身的生命的时候,
I had no idea that it would take the path that it had taken.
我一点都不会想到说我今天的路程是这样子的。
Someday, maybe I'll be able to come back and share with you my personal testimony, my life story.
或许有一天将来有一个机会的话，我可以跟大家一起分享我的。
I'm just going to give you just a little piece of it this morning.
我跟大家分享一点点今天。
I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps.
我在这个海军陆战队四年。
And upon leaving after my 4 years, it was in my heart to be a police officer.
当我离开海军陆战队的时候，我想要成为一个警察。
But yet I knew as a child, God had different plans for my life.
我知道当我很年轻的时候，神已经对我有不同的一个计划。
My last duty station was in Southern California.
我最后的一个任务是在南加州。
Perfect weather.
哇，那边的天气真是非常的好。Perfect
place to live.
当然是最好的地方能够居住的。
I thought this would be the place where I would maybe be a public servant and live in this perfect weather for the rest of our lives.
我那时候在想，真的是变成一个公仆，在那边就居住了一生。
You're doing good.
I'm trying to scramble the word. That's what I'm trying to do.
And I did make some friends through the military with the California Highway Patrol.
我跟那时候的高速公路的一些巡回警察，真是认识好多朋友。
And so I thought I would try the California Highway Patrol.
所以我当初就申请了这个加州的高速公路的这个巡回警察的任务。
And it didn't work out.
结果没有成功。
I thought I would try the Orange County Sheriff's Department.
或者就是查那个橘子区的那个警察 ，Orange County.
Was it sheriff or department that gave you the trouble there?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay. And the Santa Ana Police Department.
还有一个 Santa Ana's 的那个警察部门。
I knew all the information.
我有所有的讯息。
And yet could not pass a test.
但是考试不通过。
Which meant I could not get an interview.
当然就没有办法经过面试了。
But deep in my heart,
但是在我心里头,
I knew what God really had in mind for me.
但是我深深地知道神在我生命里面的计划。
So I talked to my wife and told her we needed to move from California back to Michigan.
所以我跟我的太太讲，我们必须要从加州啊迁回到密西根。
God had other plans.
神对我有另外的计划。
Because when I was a little boy, God called me into ministry.
当我很年轻的时候，小时候，神已经教导要我进入啊侍奉。
And you can't run from God.
你没办法逃避神。
God did give me the opportunity in the course of pursuing ministry.
当然，神也是让我有一个方向，能够继续的啊追寻神。
To serve as a deputy sheriff for 3 years.
啊，那时候我就做了啊警察，做了三年。
And it's always been something that's been a part of my heart.
啊，那也一直在我心中占了一个很重要的地位。
And that's a story for another day.
当我会跟大家在未来的日子分享。
I cannot give you God's personal vision for your life.
我当然没有办法跟大家讲你自己本身的神对你的意向在哪里。
Because that's between you and God.
这是你跟神中间的关系。
But I can point you in the right direction.
但是我可以让大家知道这个方向是在哪里。
If you have chased your own dream,
如果你一直都在追寻你自己的梦想。
And you know that your dream took you off track for God's plan.
当然这个梦想啊，把你带离神对你的啊这个旨意的话。
It's not too late to get back on track.
这时候还不是很迟延。
Whether you're a teenager,
不管你是年轻人
or over 70 years old,
或者是70岁以上
it's never too late.
永远不迟。
God has a way of redeeming the time.
神总是会让这个时间再继续回来。
To his glory and his honor.
让他能够荣耀，让他的名能够彰显。
And so I ask you,
所以我要求大家
What is God's vision for your life?
所以问大家对你的生命神的意向是什么
Would you just open your heart to him this morning and let him speak deep into your life?
所以让邀请大家把你的心思敞开意念敞开让神的圣灵对你说话
So let's look back at that scripture we read.
那我们大家稍微看一下今天读经的内容
Acts 22 beginning with verse 6
使徒行传第22章第六节开始。
As I was traveling in near Damascus, about noon, an intense light from heaven suddenly flashed around me.
我当将到大马士革正在走的时候，约在晌午，忽然从天上发大光，四面照着我。
I fell to the ground and I heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
我就扑倒在地，听见有声音对我说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我
？”I answered, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said to me, "I am Jesus the Nazarene, whom you are persecuting."
我回答说：“主啊，你是谁？”他说：“我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
”And here's the direction that I'd like to point you in this morning.
这就是我要跟大家分享这个的方向。
A God-given vision begins with a personal God experience.
神的意向从一个你跟神中间一个非常个人亲切的关系开始。
So many times we look at others' experiences and think it ought to be our own.
我们当初都会看看四周弟兄姐妹的他们的经验，认为那就是我应该有的。
We begin to compare ourselves to others within the church.
我们开始跟弟兄姐妹左右一起相互比较。
Your experience may not be my experience, and my experience may not be yours.
但是实际上，自己本身的经历跟其他人完全都不一样，人家的跟我也不一样。
We have to be careful that we don't let others' experiences become our measuring stick in life.
我们不能让其他人的经历变成我们自己的一个标杆。
We have to be careful that we don't let others who love us tremendously impact us and influence us in the direction they think we ought to go.
我也不能让其他爱我们的人导致我们走向他们要我们走向的路向。
Even though they may love you and want what's best for you, God loves you more and knows what's best for you.
其实他们是非常的爱你，但是最爱你的人是耶稣基督。
What I see in this passage is to not live for him is to be against him.
当我看到这个 message, 这一段经文的话是为着神而活。
Paul really, who was Saul, became Paul, thought he was doing God a favor by arresting and putting to death the Christians called the Way.
当那时候，扫罗认为他是在为神做事情，去逼迫所有信神的人。
He didn't believe that Jesus was the Messiah.
他不认为这个耶稣就是弥赛亚。
So he thought he needed to extinguish the cult.
所以说他必须要把这些异端分别开来。
And so he doubted. He had unbelief in Jesus.
所以他对耶稣基督有一个深深的不信。
And what I see is that my doubt or my unbelief does not make him extinct or non-existent.
但是他对神的怀疑并不造成他就这样子的消失了或不见了。
The whole world could doubt and question, combined together, and God still is.
即使整个世界怀疑这个人的存在，但是神还是会让那个人继续的生存下去。
God and His Son Jesus Christ does not exist because we believe.
神的儿子并不是因为我们相信他才存在的。
He has been and always will be.
他一直都是存在，而且永远都是在我们中间。
The beginning and the end.
刚刚起头到末了。
Our faith does not make him exist.
我们的思想，我们的信念，我们的信仰，并不是重要的元素，让它继续存在。
Just as much as our lack of faith causes him to not exist.
但是也不是因为我们的不信，他就不存在了。
And what I see from Saul's life is that you can be passionate and be wrong.
当我看到扫罗的时候，你真是心里非常的狂热。某一个信仰，但是你是非常错误的。
Proverbs 19:2 says, "Zeal without knowledge is not good."
箴言第十九章第二节说，心无知识乃为不善。
Your dream, your vision, filled with passion for your life, could be wrong.
当你的梦想有非常狂热的时候，有时候并不完全正确。
Passion alone does not make truth.
狂热并不成为一个真理。
And Saul is about to learn that lesson.
扫罗就要开始来学习这一段的功课。
He was filled with passion and believed what he was doing was right.
他还是非常狂热，认为他所做的事情是完全正确的。
But it wasn't God's plan for his life.
但是不是神的神的计划。
It was about all to change.
一切事情就要开始要改变了。
Look at the next verse.
刚我们看接下来下一节经文。
Now those who were with me saw the light, but they did not hear the voice of the one speaking to me.
与我同行的人看见了那光，却没有听明那位对我说话的声音。
And then I said, "What should I do, Lord?"
然后我说，主啊，我当做什么呢？
The Lord told me, "Get up and go into Damascus, and there you'll be told about everything that is assigned for you to do."
起来，进大马士革，在那里将所有派你做一切的事告诉你。
Since I couldn't see because of the brightness of that light, I was led by the hand by those who were with me and came into Damascus.
我因为那光的荣耀不能看见。同行的人就拉着我的手进了大马士革。
This made me think of Proverbs 18:17.
这也让我思想到箴言十八章第十七节。
The first to present his case seems right.
先诉情由的似乎有理。
Until another comes and cross-examines him.
但是邻舍到来就查出实情。
Paul thought he was right.
扫罗认为他是正确。
Jesus cross-examined him.
但是耶稣基督却检测他。
Paul began to see And he was wrong.
然后扫罗就开始看到，知道他错了。
The scripture tells us that God will place people in our lives to help us with what he wants us to do.
这一段的经文跟我们大家讲说，神会将人放在我们中间，跟我们讲神的旨愿。
The people that were with Saul knew that something was happening. They saw the light, they saw Saul responding, but they didn't hear what Saul heard.
在周围的扫罗的同伴看到所有事情，看到光，但是他们没有听到神对扫罗所说的话。
And even though it wasn't their vision,
即使那件事情不是那些旁边人的意象，
God would use them to help them in fulfilling God's vision for Saul's life.
但是神会用周遭的人来帮助扫罗完成神的意象。
Even a personal vision needs the involvement of others.
即使一个非常个人的一个意象，经常都需要周遭的人一起来帮忙。
And what the Lord had to say for Saul to hear was just for Saul.
当然，神在这边讲的事情只是针对扫罗的。
God's vision for our life is not some vague, intangible, hopeful goal.
神对我们的意向 plan 不是一个荒谬的虚无的一个梦想。
It is a detailed plan.
它是非常有细节的一个计划。
God has all the details.
神有很多的计划，很多的细节。
He doesn't play a guessing game with us.
他不会用一个猜测的方式让我们说做这样做那样。
He wants us to know.
他确确实实的要让我们知道。
To reveal his vision for our life.
所以他会让我们知道他对我们的意向在哪里。
Sometimes he has to put us in the hot seat, the spotlight.
有时候他会让我们放在一个热椅子上面 ，spotlight 下面。
I heard spotlight.
I heard spotlight. 大光下面。
Did you say that in Chinese or American? Because I want to know if I interpreted that.
Yeah.
God wants to give you the details of your life.
神会让我们生命的细节跟我们知道。
But it doesn't mean that he gives them to you all at once.
但是他不会所有事情一下子通通都跟你知道。
Sometimes it's by making mistakes.
有时候是让你去做一些犯一些错误。
Recognizing them as mistakes.
And 了解这就是一个错误。
In allowing God to correct our course.
And 让神能够纠正我们这个路线。
Look again at the scripture.
让我们大家一起再看这个经文。
Someone named Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good reputation with all the Jews residing there, came to me, stood by me, and said, Brother Saul, regain your sight.
那里有一个人名叫亚拿尼亚，按着律法是个虔诚人，为一切住在那里的犹太人所称赞。他来见我，站在旁边对我说：“兄弟扫罗，你可以看见。”
God extends the same invitation to us today.
神也将他这个同样的邀请给大家。
Receive your sight for my vision for your life.
让你能够看见神对我们的意向在哪里。
All of a sudden, Paul's self-appointed vision has transitioned to God's.
保罗自己本身的个人的意向，现在变成神的这个个人的眼光，现在变成神的眼光了。
God has a way of disrupting our good intentions and putting us on the right course.
有时候神就会让我们的做法终止，然后能够寻求神的做法。
It doesn't mean that what we've done is wrong.
这并不是说我们做的事情是错误的。
Doesn't always mean that it was sin.
也不认为这是，也不完全这就是罪。
But good intentions.
但是是一个很好的一个起头的一个意念。
But God knows that good intentions are not enough.
但是神知道一个好的意念并不完全足够。
But obedience to the call that He's placed on our life.
但是必须要完完全全的降服在神的旨愿下。
Do not make the mistake that if you do not feel called into the pastorate, into the mission field that you have not been called.
不要误会说，今天你如果不是成为牧师，或是成为其他的事工，你就认为神对你生命中间没有任何的任何的这个旨意。
God calls all of us.
神一直都在呼求我们中间的所有人。
To something.
去做某些事情。
If it's plumbing.
如果说是修水管。
It's plumbing.
它就是修水管。
If it's an electrician.
如果是电匠。
It's an electrician.
那就是神的电匠。
A professor, teacher.
如果是教授。
It's still God's plan for your life.
那也就是神对你生命中间的计划。
But it's how you use your life doing that which determines whether God will get the glory.
但是就是因为你能够用你个人的这个生命能够做这些事情能够让神得到荣耀，这才是最重要的。
We should not let job titles belittle what God has called us to do.
我们不愿意让我们自己每一个人的工作的头衔去羞辱神的荣耀。
Every person is important to God.
每一个人都是很重要的。
And what really matters is our obedience to Him.
最重要的就是我们要能够降服在神的旨愿下面。
The most important thing we could ever do in life is obey the Master.
最重要的事情就是遵从我们这个生命的主。
And so God places a man in Saul's life called Ananias.
所以神在扫罗中间放了一个人叫做亚拿尼亚。
A man that probably every one of us in this room would listen to.
所有在座的人都会听他说话，听这个人说话。
He was devoted to God.
因为他是一个虔诚的人。
He had a good reputation.
他在这个社区中间有很好的声望。
He was a man that talked and walked with God.
他是一个人不止行言行都是跟神在一起。
The scripture teaches us.
在这个圣经里面跟我们这样子的说。
God wants us to know his will and his voice in our lives.
神要我们知道，要我们能够了解他的声音在我们的生命当中。
My sheep will hear and know my voice.
我的羊会在这里也会听到我的声音。
And here's the bottom line.
这是最重要的一点。
God's vision for your life.
神对你生命的意向。
Is to intimately know him.
是非常亲切的认识他。
To know his forgiveness of your sins.
能够了解他释放了我们的罪。
And to have a personal, intimate relationship with him.
有一个个人跟神中间有一个人很亲切的关系。
To know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and as your Lord.
了解神就是你的救赎者，不只是救赎者，他也是你的生命主宰。
That is God's first vision for all people.
那是让神对所有人的第一个的意向。
For it's God's desire that none would perish.
当然，神都不会让我们能每一个人会消灭。
But that all would come to know him in a personal way.
但所有人都会来到神面前认识神。
It's not enough to know about him.
永远都不会太多去认识神。
It's not enough to memorize scripture.
总是有很多东西要认识，要记忆的。
It's not enough to have all the right answers.
所有的正确的答案都是不足够的。
It's not enough to look like a Christian.
当光光是一个基督徒还是不够的。
It's not enough to just do the right things as a Christian.
当然做一个我们所认为正确的事情对基督徒来讲还是不够。
It's not enough just to come to church.
到教会来还是不够。
It's not enough to just pray.
祈祷也不够。
You can do all of that and still be lost.
你做了所有的事情你还是觉得你还是丧失还是失落。
But you know Jesus Christ personally.
直到你能够跟神中间有一个很亲切的个人的关系。
In Acts chapter 9, verse 17.
在使徒行传第九节，第九章第十八节。
Shares a little something else that Ananias told Saul.
亚拿尼亚跟神分享了，跟保罗分享了一些事情。
Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road you were traveling, has sent me so you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
他说神，保罗，当你行路上向你显现的主就是耶稣，打发我来，叫你能看见。
To find Jesus Christ as your personal Savior is only the beginning.
当神，你在宣告神是你个人的救主的话，只是一个开始。
God has so much more for you and for me.
神有好多事情，为我，需要我，也需要你。
Salvation opens the door.
救恩是一个敞开的大门。
But God also wants to fill you totally and completely with His Holy Spirit.
神是需要能够让你有圣灵充满的经验。
To be filled, to live, and to walk in the Spirit.
能够一起跟圣灵一起行走。
This is God's vision for your life.
这就是神对你生命的意向。
To believe Him.
能够信任他，相信他。
To receive Him.
能够接受他。
To trust Him.
能够信任他。
To be filled by Him,
能够让他在你的心思意念充满
and then be used by Him,
而且成为神所用
God's greatest plan and vision for your life.
这就是神最大的一个意向跟最大的一个计划
So that my life and your life,
所以说我的生命跟你的生命
can be used in bringing many others into the kingdom of Christ.
就是让这样子能够让其他周遭的朋友能够进入神的国度。
Wherever He's placed you in life, it doesn't matter.
不管神将你的生命安排在哪一个角落。
Live your life for Him.
活出为主活出你的生命。
And make a difference.
然后去创造不同的生命。
It's easy today to get caught up in the church and play church.
非常简单，今天来到教堂里面就是，过着教堂一个正常的一个生活。
The thing that the American church lacks today，
当一个在美国的一个州般的这个教堂，就像这个样子。
Is a fresh filling and baptism of the Holy Spirit。
就是受洗，敬拜。
To come with grace and power。
但是有救恩跟那个能力。
To live the life He's called us to.
但是要活出神呼召我们出来活的生命。
We're passionate about many things.
我们对很多事情都非常的狂热。
How passionate are you for Him?
但是对主你有什么样的狂热的程度？
How passionate to have your life filled with His Spirit.
当你会对神在圣灵充满上面有什么样的一个期望
？This morning I want to open up the front.
我让大家一起来思想事情当这些事情敞开，大家一起来思想。
As we sing,
当我们在唱诗歌的时候
，If you need to come and talk to God,
如果你认为你要过来 and 跟神说话的时候
，and you need to get your life on course.
你要让你的生命回到正规的路上。
By starting by surrendering to Him.
第一件事情就是降服在神旨意之下。
Not my way, Lord, but yours.
不是我的意念，不是我的道路，但是是神的道路。
No matter how young or old.
不管你是年轻人还是年纪有一点点的。
Today I make an appointment with God.
今天你跟神有一个约会。
If you need to come, you come. And I'm sure that there are those here that will come and pray with you.
如果你今天跟神要有一点谈话的话，请你到上前来。
May God continue to speak deep into your heart.
我希望神继续对你的心灵深处说话。
The truth of His word.
他的真理。
And the power of His spirit.
And 他的圣灵的能力。
To His glory and honor.
让他的荣耀
May the name of Jesus be praised.
让耶稣的名继续的被称赞
And your life changed.
然后你的生命也会有所改变